According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, most neighborhoods in Bridgeport, Connecticut are over half a mile from a major grocery store or supermarket. And that makes it hard for many people to buy fresh fruits and vegetables. WSHU's Katie Toth spoke to one woman who's starting a business to change that at the city's largest housing project, Trumbull Gardens.
Amaryllis Cologne is at an event a few blocks away from Trumbull Gardens, where the project's residents are getting tips on how to prepare healthy meals. Here, she's helping dry some lettuce for a chickpea salad with lots of herbs and vegetables.
Put it down. Go like this. 1, 2, 3.
Ow!
Cologne has 4 kids and a tight budget, and feeding her family healthy food like that salad is important to her. So she's used to scouting out the best deals for cheap vegetables and produce.
I am actually a couponer, and I actually finished couponing today. So I shop everywhere. If I see that they have a good sale on BJ's, I go there. On ShopRite, Food Bazaar, which they are a little bit kind of expensive in the produce department, but as long as I have my coupons, I'm good to save.
Cologne says it's not too hard for her to find the best deals on fruits and vegetables because she can drive to different supermarkets in her car. But not all her neighbors have cars to drive around looking for the best deals. The nearest grocery stores are over a 20-minute walk from the Trumbull Gardens area. And according to the U.S. Census Bureau, over 1 in 6 households in the neighborhood that includes Trumbull Gardens don't have a car. That's almost double the national average.
You know, for those that don't have a car, it's quite challenging, you know, taking the bus or paying for taxis.
So Cologne and another resident of Trumbull Gardens got an idea. They decided to start a business where they would buy fresh fruit and vegetables wholesale and sell it in the community room at Trumbull Gardens once a week.
For those that don't do what I do, bringing it to them is quite awesome.
They already got approval from the city's health department to use the community room as a produce stand. They also want to get federal approval so they can sell to people with food stamps. Cologne hopes to be selling fresh fruits and vegetables to her neighbors by early next year. Katie Toth, WSHU News.